USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is leaving the White House at the end of the month. That's according to President Trump in a tweet. The president also says that she'll be returning to her home state of Arkansas and adds he hopes that she runs for governor. Sanders has been serving as press secretary since the summer of 2017. President Trump spoke about the First Step Act at the White House on Thursday, where he says it's important to give former prisoners a second chance in the workforce.
America wins when citizens with a criminal record can contribute to their communities as law-abiding members of our society. When former inmates come home, the single most important action we can take is to help them find a really, really good job where they love the job, they want to go there, and they're making a lot of money.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is pointing the finger at Iran for attacks in the Gulf of Oman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Japan's leader meets with the supreme leader of Iran. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Prime Minister Shinzo Abe saying he came away from the meeting convinced that Iran has no intentions of making or using nuclear weapons. Abe met with Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in an effort to ease tensions between Iran and the United States. Khamenei reportedly said Iran has no intention of holding nuclear weapons, but would not negotiate with the United States. Shortly after the meeting, Iranian state news confirmed that comment, adding that Iran did not consider President Trump, in its words, worthy of a message from Tehran.
A federal watchdog agency says White House advisor Kellyanne Conway should be removed from government service. The U.S. Office of Special Counsel claims Conway has violated federal law numerous times by publicly criticizing Democratic presidential candidates while speaking in her official capacity as a White House advisor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats and Republicans on the House Armed Services Committee have agreed to language that would create a streamlined space force. This is a top priority of the president's, and they inserted it into an amendment into the fiscal 2020 defense authorization bill. I had a chance to catch up with Zach Wienersmith. He's a space exploration expert and author of a new book, Soonish, 10 Emerging Technologies That'll Improve and or Ruin Everything. I asked him about Space Force and his initial thoughts on what we can expect to see out of this program.
Space Force, the idea of a specific Space Force has been talked about for decades. You can imagine there's some politics that goes into that. Like, you know, space is really the domain of the Air Force, and I imagine they're not happy about having to give up some of that. The thing to realize, as some historians will tell you, space has essentially been militarized since 1957 when Sputnik went up. You know, even if we're not shooting missiles from space, we can shoot missiles into space quite quickly to have them come back. And in addition, especially since the first Gulf War, we use satellite technology for warfare nonstop. So to my mind, it doesn't represent a huge amount of difference in the way we approach space. The fundamental problem with getting to space is cost. We have the technology to go just about anywhere in space. It's just extremely expensive. There have actually been several proposals historically in the 50s and 60s to have a military base on the moon. I think the Army and Air Force both proposed that. It just turns out it's really expensive and not obviously a good idea.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.